Alright, folks, welcome back to Tap Out of Overstimulation, your daily dose of chill amidst the chaos, hosted by yours truly, Jake Carter. Ever feel like life's one giant game of tag where you're always it? Like there's this constant pressure to be on, to do, to react? Yeah, me too. But here's the thing, we gotta learn how to set boundaries, folks. Boundaries are like those invisible fences that keep us safe and sane in a world that's constantly trying to push its way in. They protect our time, our energy, even our darn moods. So today we're diving deep into the art of setting healthy boundaries, because, let me tell you, it's a game changer. Think of it like this. Without boundaries, your life is like a leaky faucet, constantly draining away your precious resources. With boundaries, it's more like a well-stocked reservoir, allowing you to flow with intention and purpose. Now, I know what some of you are thinking. Boundaries? Sounds kind of strict, right? Not at all. It's not about shutting people out or being unapproachable. It's about being intentional and respectful of yourself and your needs. Think of it like this. You wouldn't let just anyone walk into your house uninvited, would you? Boundaries are simply extending that same level of respect to yourself in all areas of life. Here are 5 key takeaways to get you started on your boundary-setting journey. 1. Know your needs. First things first, figure out what you need. What drains your energy? What makes you feel stressed or overwhelmed? What activities bring you joy and make you feel fulfilled? Once you've got a handle on your own needs, it's much easier to set boundaries that align with them. 2. Practice saying no. I know saying no can be tough, but trust me, it's a superpower. You don't have to explain yourself or feel guilty. A simple no thank you is often all you need. Remember, your time and energy are valuable. Don't feel obligated to give them away for free. 3. Communicate clearly. When you do set boundaries, be clear and direct about what they are. Don't beat around the bush or leave things open to interpretation. For example, instead of saying, "I might be busy," try something like, "I'm unavailable on Tuesdays after 6 p.m. 4. Start small. You don't have to overhaul your life overnight. Start with small boundaries in areas where you feel most comfortable. Maybe it's saying no to one extra commitment a week, or setting aside time each day for self-care. 5. Be consistent. Consistency is key when it comes to boundaries. If you waver back and forth, people will get confused and may even start pushing those boundaries. So stand firm and stick to your guns. Ever felt like you were constantly being pulled in a million different directions? Like someone had turned up the volume on your life and everything was just too much. You know that feeling when you're trying to juggle work, family, friends, and personal time, and it feels like there's never enough hours in the day? That's overstimulation at its finest. And trust me, it can take a serious toll on your mental and emotional well-being. Let's say you have a friend who always calls you right before a big meeting or presentation. You know you need to focus, but they never seem to understand the importance of timing. You try to politely explain that you're busy, but they just keep calling back. It's like they're ignoring your need for space and quiet time. This is where setting boundaries comes in. You can say something like, "Hey friend's name, I really value our chats, but I have a big presentation coming up and need to focus. Can we catch up later this week?" See? Clear, respectful, and sets the expectation for the future. So remember, folks, boundaries aren't selfish. They're essential for your well-being. When you set healthy boundaries, you create space for yourself to recharge, refocus, and truly live a fulfilling life. The bottom line is this. You deserve to be heard, respected, and protected. Setting boundaries isn't about saying no to life, it's about saying yes to yourself. Ready to take charge? Share your biggest boundary-setting struggles in the comments below. And don't forget to subscribe and leave a review if you found this episode helpful. Until next time, keep tapping out of overstimulation, and remember, you're awesome just the way you are.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.